Bonjour, ma famille. Comment allez-vous?
Oh, et vous? Très, très bien, très bien.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually know French. Well, hopefully you guys had a good week. I think it's so weird that I'm already recording again. P-Day kind of got mixed up a little bit this week. So we actually got messed up last week too. So we weren't actually supposed to have P-Day on Friday last week. It was supposed to be Wednesday. I was going to tell you guys that, but then I kind of forgot to say that on Friday. But yeah, so like, it got mixed around because we had a devotional, like the devotional with Bednar. I can't remember if I said anything about it last week or not, but anyways. So we had that, and then this week, all of the missionaries are going out, like all of the three people who've been out for 3 weeks, they're all going out to the field, like Elder Pan, Elder Williams, like all these guys that like I've become like way good friends with, and even some of the like people who've been here for 6 weeks learning French that are like all going to Benin, like how I was telling you guys last week. Like all of them like I've gotten really close with that are like from Utah. They're all leaving. So that's pretty sad. But it's alright. We'll be good. Now we'll be like the old top dogs at the MTC. So Tuesday, so tomorrow, we should have like P-Day all day basically, and then Wednesday we get to go out and actually proselyte in Ghana. So that's gonna be way cool. I'm super excited for that. We like actually get to go talk to real people. It's not just fake investigators every day. But yeah, so it's awesome. So that'll be really cool. But so Saturday, let's see, I'm just kind of going back through. I didn't really write in my journal that much just because I've been kind of busy. Class has been getting out late, and so we like get back to our room and then like hurry and get ready for bed, and then we just go to bed. Like, you can't really write. So I'm trying to like remember what I actually did. I mean, basically, it was just like class. That's like all we do. We just have like grammar instructions, and then we have what's called TALL, where it's like we go into the computer labs, and they have like different programs that we like go on that help us learn French, and then we have like different companion study, personal study, and then like daily planning for like the next day. Let's see. And then we're teaching two investigators now. Like, they're like just basically our instructors that just act like they're different people. It's kind of funny how it works. But yeah, so we've been like teaching them. It's been good. We've been like getting them to commit to different things, which has been good. Let's see. Oh, so that was like Saturday. And then Sunday was awesome. I love Sunday. Like, honestly, like, on the mission, like, you just learn to just love Sunday so much. Just because, like, you kind of go throughout the week and you're going through classes. And, like, it's spiritual, but, like, I don't know. There's just something about Sundays. It's just amazing. Like, the spirit's so strong. And, like, you just get, like, edified. Like, okay, yeah, like, I can do this. Like, this is my purpose as a missionary. Okay. But yeah, so then, so we have, let's see, I'm trying to remember, so on Sunday, Elder Uka and I got a Blessed Sacrament, which is really cool, and then we had different talks after that and stuff, which was really good. They're all really good. So every week we have like different topics we have to speak on. And this week it was baptism and Holy Ghost. And so like basically they just call people from random. So the first Sunday we were here I spoke, but the past two Sundays I haven't. And then this next Sunday we're actually moving in with the other French speakers. And we're just having, we're going to the branch where we moved to the French branch. So everything's going to be in French for the next 2 years. So goodbye, English. But yeah, so then so let's see, so we just broke into, so we had like the talks and stuff, and then we break into like our different districts and just go to our classrooms. And we had a lesson on patience, and which was really good. And then after that, we like get together as like a zone for priesthood. And so then we talked about like the great apostasy and the restoration for that. And it was really awesome because the elders like in our room, Elder Dick and Elder Amperbang, they like were in charge of teaching it. And when they did the restoration, they like shared that one analogy of the mirror, you know, that you taught me, Dad. It was way sick. I was like, oh yeah. I'm like, this is awesome. So yeah. So your teachings are just going on through me, man. But yeah, so we had that, and it was really awesome. It was a great meeting. They did a really good job with that. And then after that, we watched, we like got into the multi-purpose room and had a devotional. Well, no, we watched like an old devotional, because every Sunday we watch different devotionals. And like this past Sunday we watched like one from Elder Anderson, but like I swear it was so long ago. Like it's just kind of funny, like we don't have any like recent devotionals. I don't know why. And I feel like they should just do like recent ones. But like it was still awesome. Like they were still really good. And then after that, we had like a little break or something. Yeah, we had a break, and then we went, had dinner, and then we had a devotional, which was supposed to be with, like, our MTC president, President Brubaker, but, he's been sick, I guess, so, Sister Brubaker just spoke to us, and, like, she just was, like, calling up, like, different missionaries to, like, bear their testimonies and stuff, like, because it was in front of, like, the whole MTC. It's like she was like calling up like a lot of like the kids who had been out for like 6 weeks and stuff. And I was sitting there, I'm like, I just kept feeling like she's gonna call me up there. Like I just know she's gonna call me up there. I'm like, why would she call me up there? Like I'm like, I kept like going back and forth. I'm like, okay, whatever, like this is weird. It's like we're sitting there, and then like we're talking about like the atonement and like just all these like different things, and we watched like the one video where it's like the two brothers that are like rock climbing, and then they like barely survive or something. But yeah, so it was really cool. So we're like talking, and then after that, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh my gosh, like she's gonna say my name. I know it. And then like right then she's like, can I have Elder LeBaron come up here? I'm like, oh crap. Like my heart just sank to my freaking toes. I was so scared. I'm like, oh my gosh, why is she calling me up here? Like, these are, I don't think you're supposed to. So I get up there, and she's like, well, like, she's like, we're really gonna miss Elder LeBaron. Like, I'm like, Sister Brubaker, like, I'm gonna be here for another 3 weeks. She's like, what? And then everybody just started laughing. Like, it was so funny. Like, she just didn't even realize that I've, like, only been here for 3 weeks. But then, like, after that, then I just, like, board testimony of like the atonement and stuff, because that's like what she wanted us to like bear testimony of, and it was, I don't really know what the heck I said, but I guess it was okay. I guess it's good that maybe I didn't remember, because I was just speaking with the Spirit. But yeah, so that was awesome. It was actually really cool, like a cool experience to like just get up and speak, like, because I know that's what it's gonna be like in the field. Like you're just gonna show up to church, and then the bishop's gonna be like, "Oh, like elders, we like want you to speak." And we just have to just make something up. But yeah, it honestly isn't that hard. I mean, bearing testimony is like probably the easiest thing you can do. I mean, it's like what you know, and I feel like the more you bear testimony, like the stronger your testimony gets. It's kind of weird how it works, but. Yeah, so all you guys should start bearing your testimonies more, because it will definitely help your testimony, and you will feel the Spirit a lot more. I don't know, I've noticed that a lot. Like, just, like, even bearing just, like, a small little testimony of just, like, little things that have happened in your life, like, there's power that comes from it. It's awesome. But, yeah, so then after that, we watched, like, because we watched, like, a little, like, Mormon movie, and we watched The Testaments, which is, like, the movie about, like, when Christ came to the Americas and stuff, so it was pretty good. I liked that one, so... It's pretty nice, and then, let's see, what else, oh, yeah, okay, so listen to this, so, there's this elder in our district that, so, Elder Weaver, he was supposed to, like, the mission president was wanting him to come early, and so he was, like, gonna just leave tomorrow, like, he found out the other day. Like, they told him, like, dude, like, you have to go, and so he was freaking out, and I ended up, like, just giving him a blessing, like, I asked him, like, if he wanted one, he's like, yeah, like, dude, I really need one, and it's actually a really good blessing, it was cool, it's been cool to, like, just give blessings here to people, it's awesome, but yeah, so then, so we're, like, all thinking, like, he's leaving, and then today, they found out that, like, they couldn't get him a plane flight, like, a plane ticket and stuff, and so he's staying, so it was, like, a little, like, oh, just kidding, like, the poor kid, like, he was freaking out, like, he, like, could hardly even eat, like, dinner and breakfast or anything, like, I felt so bad for him, but he's, like, doing a lot better now, so that's good. But yeah, oh, and then last night, it was so awesome, so, we were just, like, all hanging out in our rooms, like, after church, or, like, after, like, the day, and then, like, all these elders, like, came and, like, knocked on our door, and I'm like, oh my gosh, because, like, all of, like, the people here, like, I don't know what their problems are, like, I feel like they're just, like, children, they just, like, go on and just, like, knock on everybody's door, like, I don't know what their problems are, it's, like, so annoying, but, so, like, I was, like, oh my gosh, like, who is at the door, and then I opened it, and they were, like, it was just a group of elders, and, like, they, like, all had hymn books and stuff, and they're all going around, like, seeing Christmas carols, and they're, like, okay, like, come on, elders, like, come join us, and so, like, all of us, like, got out of our room, and so then we, like, got this giant group of, like, it was almost, like, all the elders. Like, we're just all going around just, like, singing hymns to everyone, like, knocking on all their doors and, like, getting them to come out and sing with us. And so we're, like, just all walking down just, like, singing, like, all these Christmas hymns. Like, it was so awesome. And then we went, like, all the way down to, like, where Sister Brubaker and Elder Hill and Sister Hill were. And we just, like, start singing for them, and it was so cool. So we're just, like, it was really cool. But yeah, so that was way fun. So we did that, and then we had to go back to our rooms because we, like, came all the way down. We had, like, 15 minutes to get back to our rooms because lights out is at 10:30. But yeah, so it was really fun. So we did that, and then today, what did we do today? I don't even remember what I did today. The days just are, like, blurs, I swear. Like, they just go by so quick, but then, like, you look back and, like, wow, I did, like, so much stuff, but, like, at the same time, like, the days just go by so fast. Oh, yeah, so we just had, like, grammar instruction, tall. Yeah, so basically, like, the same stuff. Like, I swear we do, like, the same thing every day. It kind of gets repetitive, but it's okay. Like, it's good because, like, I feel like I'm learning more French, but, I mean, I'm still, like, not at the point where, like, I feel like I'm, like, ready to go out in the field and teach, but, like, I feel like I'm starting to be able to, like, catch on to phrases more, and, like, we get to talk with all of the French elders that are here, because, like, they come from, like, Cote d'Ivoire, and, like, all, and, where else, Congo, like, the DR Congo, and they, like, they're all just French speakers, and so, like, we just speak with them, and it's really cool. Like, they help us learn French, and we help them learn English as well. So, and it's really funny, too, because, like, so, like, LeBaron, I guess means like the boss in French, and so like I go around and all of them are like, oh, the boss, the boss. And I'm like, no, I'm not a boss. Like today, this one elder came up to me. He's like, oh, you're the boss. He's like, so you're rich. Like, do you want to give me money? I'm like, dude, I don't have money. I don't know what you're talking about. It was so funny. Like, the French elders crack me up, and they literally have like no like. I don't know what you even call it. It's like, oh man, what's it called? They just have like no, like, boundaries. I don't know if that's the right word. Like, they just like are really like touchy feely people. I'm like, holy cow, get off me. Like, I feel you, just because there's I don't even know. It's the weirdest thing, but it's kind of funny. Like, some of them are just like, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? But it's funny, they crack me up. They're the funniest people. That's gonna be awesome to like go to Cote d'Ivoire and just teach them. Like, I'm just so excited to go out and teach. Honestly, I'm like seeing like all of them leave, and I'm like, okay. Like, I know, like, because it feels like the MTC is just flying by. Like, it's really crazy how fast it's going by. But like, at the same time, I'm like, I need to learn French. But then at the same time, I'm like, wait, I just want to go out and teach people. But yeah, so it's just like this battle that I have with myself. It's funny. But yeah, so let's see. Kind of to go off like what you wanted me to say, Dad, like the miracle that happened this week. I don't really know. I mean, I feel like everything just kind of, it's like, I feel like I'll probably have more miracles that happen when I'm like actually out in the field, but like, I don't know, I feel like it's just a miracle that I'm even able to speak French and like pray in French and teach in French. So I guess that's my miracle for the week. And then a difficult experience, I don't know. I mean, I haven't really been having like any troubles. I mean, my homesickness has just kind of gone away, which has been nice. I mean, I get like some days where I wake up and like I have like a dream about home, or like I just wake up thinking about home and like I feel homesick. But like by the time breakfast is over, I'm like already fine. Like it just kind of goes away. But I mean, I guess like a difficult thing is like I'm so tired. Like, I feel like I just get like no sleep, and like some days like I wake up and like I feel really rested, but then other days I'm just like, holy cow, I'm way exhausted. But it's all good. Like, it's really awesome. I love it here. Let's see, an experience that was easy and fun, probably just like every day, honestly. Like, every day is so fun. Like, just talking with, like, the French elders and stuff. Like, it's just awesome. Like, they're such, like, happy people. It's awesome. I just love it here. And then, like, an act of service. I don't know. I just try to, like, serve my companion as much as I can. Like, just, like, opening doors for him, making his bed for him, trying to, like, iron his clothes for him in the morning, like, if he needs help. Just, like, things like that. Just always like looking for opportunities to serve, because they're always like around us. Like, we can always be serving and doing like more to help. So yeah, it's been awesome. But yeah, so that's like my week. Hopefully you guys had an awesome week, and hopefully I get the chance to talk to you guys tomorrow. I know I'm gonna be emailing kind of earlier, because like, we have, like, a weird P-Day tomorrow. It's, like, we have, like, a section for, like, only P-Day from, like, breakfast to lunch. And then after lunch, like, we only, like, we don't get to, like, choose which temple session we go to. We only get to go to, like, the 2:30 one like we did last week, which I hate. I do not like that session because it's so late. But, so I'll try to hop on an email after the session. But if not, it's all right. I'll just get to talk to you guys next week. But, yeah. So, love you guys tons. Can't wait to hear about your awesome week. Love you guys.